Facing the worst political crisis of his career, Governor Chris Christie did what he does best yesterday. He talked. In an almost two-hour-long press conference, Christie apologized, explained, cajoled, and answered every question put to him.
What does it make me ask about me? It makes me ask about me, what did I do wrong to have these folks think it was okay to lie to me?
New Jersey Public Radio's Matt Katz was there, and he joins us now. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Stuart.
So you've been covering Governor Christie for 3 years, and it's not as if he hasn't been the center of controversy before. Why do you think the closure of two lanes to the George Washington Bridge has become the biggest challenge to his reputation and image so far?
I think it's because it goes to the heart of who Chris Christie has said he is, and it calls into question everything New Jerseyans and even Americans thought they knew about him. I mean, he came into office in 2009 as a corruption fighter after being a U.S. attorney when he sent 100 politicians to prison. And he promised to turn Trenton upside down as a straight shooter and a blunt talker. And here we have what right now looks like old-time ham-handed New Jersey corruption, and there's questions about whether he's been straight shooting about it. Yesterday in the State House, I was talking to political scientist from Monmouth University, Patrick Murray, who's one of the top pollsters in the state. And he was saying an embattled leader can always regain his position and become a strong leader again. But once a politician loses the perception that he's a straight shooter, it's impossible to win that back in the public's eye. So we don't know yet if he's lost that image, but I mean, that's what's so vulnerable here for him.
Yeah, so far, four people have lost their jobs over this. It's particularly startling given that Christie has surrounded himself with people he's worked with and known for years and years. I mean, has his staff really been as tight-knit a group as is often portrayed?
Yeah, they certainly appear tight-knit on the surface. But it's important to remember there are really two camps here. The first are former federal prosecutors who worked for Christie at the U.S. Attorney's Office. He brought them in for senior staff positions, cabinet jobs, commissioners, and they're very careful, almost secretive group of people who don't are sensitive to leaking information and any appearance of impropriety or corruption. And then there's political operatives, and they're ones who are responsible for dealing with local officials and running his campaigns and dealing with legislators. Some of these folks came from Rudy Giuliani's presidential campaign, former Congressman Bob Franks' political operation in New Jersey. And they're the ones, the political ones, are the ones implicated in this scandal. And there appears to be a little bit of tension from the prosecutor types who used to go after white-collar corruption to see it in their midst. So the question is, how bitter are the prosecutors in this office at the political types? And where does this go from here?
Matt, do you think we'll see any more firings?
Well, we'll be getting 900 documents. We've only gotten like 30 pages out of this thing. We're going to get 900 documents as soon as today. So who knows what else is in there. And the Democrats here are promising to pursue this. I mean, Christie appointee David Wildstein wrote to Christie's deputy chief of staff, Bridget Ann Kelly, saying the New York side gave Fort Lee back all three lanes this morning. We are appropriately going nuts. Samson helping us to retaliate. So now Kelly and Wildstein, if you can follow me here, both resigned. But then there's Samson, which is referring to David Samson, the chairman of the Port Authority and another Christie insider. So here's another name that was brought up yesterday. Christie said, I spoke to Samson. He had nothing to do with this. But you know, there are more documents and more subpoenas that potentially could be out there. So who knows what lurks around the corner.
And Matt, just briefly to wrap up, you know, Assemblyman John Wisniewski has been leading the investigation. After David Wildstein exercised his Fifth Amendment right yesterday to not incriminate himself, what did Wisniewski have to say?
He said that Wildstein could be held in contempt and possibly prosecuted, but that's up to the county prosecutor. And he also dismissed everything the governor had to say yesterday, saying it strains credibility. So Democrats aren't buying what the governor is selling right now.
All right. Thanks so much, Matt.
You got it.
Matt Katz covers Governor Christie for New Jersey Public Radio and WNYC.